Oscar the Grouch, Big Bird, and the rest of the Sesame Street Muppets have been teaching children their ABCs and how to share their toys since 1969. But they also tackle difficult issues like addiction, LGBTQ issues, and the pandemic in a kid-friendly way. WSHU's Desiree Diorio reports their newest project focuses on military families and how to talk about racism.
Can I tell you a story?
Yes, please.
Well, one day I was in the supermarket with my mommy.
That's Rosita, the feisty teal-colored Muppet with a shock of yellow hair. I met her at Sesame Workshop in New York City, a modern office space with giant chalk drawings of Cookie Monster on the walls. Rosita tells me about the time she went to the supermarket with her mom, and a customer told her to speak English, not Spanish. It made the five-year-old furry monster feel sad and scared.
What I told my mommy was that I thought that speaking Spanish was the superpower. And then she said, well, yes, of course it's a superpower. And then I told her, well, you know, I don't want that to happen to other people when they go to the supermarket.
So they got the manager to hang a sign that said all languages welcome.
And I put my head up high like this. I stretched my neck and I felt so proud of myself.
This lesson, how to stand up for yourself and for others, is one theme in a new Sesame Workshop initiative. It's a collection of racial justice resources developed for military families. The videos, games, and activities explain racism to children and help them develop a sense of self-worth.
We do the videos for the kids, but we also do the videos for the parents to be able to communicate with the kids.
Carmen Osbar is Rosita's puppeteer. She's been working on Sesame Street's military family series for 15 years. They don't shy away from sensitive topics.
The parents were being deployed over and over and over. So we did one for deployment, dealing with changes, not just physically, but the invisible injuries. And they decide that Rosita and her family were going to go through that with the military families.
But while the show's cast has always been diverse, Sesame Workshop's Rocio Galarza says they're only now starting to tackle the subject of race head on.
We weren't explicit about race or racism, and we are being explicit now. And that's something new. Not only for the general public, but also for military families.
So Galarza gathered up Wes and Elijah, two black Muppets who joined the cast earlier this year, and Rosita and Elmo, who come from military families. Together, they created a music video called Great Things, about how to handle the emotions that can occur after experiencing bias.
Stand up tall and say, I'm super proud.
Elmo may be young, but he can do great things.
We do great things.
Galarza says the project came about because military parents said they need help.
Military families have been living in a diverse community. They have been trying to address some of these issues before. This is not new for a lot of them. So what they wanted was support.
But how do you explain something as complex as discrimination to a four-year-old?
When it comes to young kids, it actually starts simply with the idea of who I am. And then once I understand myself, once I understand that I can be strong in my skin, once I understand that there's a lot of good in me inside and out, then we start understanding the differences in others.
That's why Rosita has such strong feelings about her identity.
Well, I'm very proud that my daddy's a veteran, proud that we're from Mexico and that we speak two languages. We're a very loving, caring, and a nice monster family.
Galarza says the feedback from military families so far has been positive, and she hopes the project will make tough conversations about race a little easier.
We can do great things.
Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.
This story was produced by the American Homefront Project, a public media collaboration that reports on American military life and veterans. Funding comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.